This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Vindrani Rejana. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu extends warm greetings to the people of Nagaland on Stated Day. Nagaland celebrates its 63rd Stated Day, marking its formation as the 16th state of India in 1963. Lok Sabha passes the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Second Amendment Bill 2025. The 26th edition of the Hornbill Festival commences with vibrant festivities at the Naga Heritage Village in Kisama. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday extended warm greetings to the people of Nagaland on Stated Day. In a social media post, the president said that, blessed with a rich culture and boundless natural beauty, Nagaland continues to make commendable strides in sustainable development. She added that the state's tribal diversity and unique heritage remains a source of pride and conveyed her best wishes to the people of Nagaland for a bright, prosperous and peaceful future. Nagaland yesterday celebrated its 63rd Stated Day, marking its formation as the 16th state of India in 1963. Addressing the state-level celebration at Kohima, Chief Minister Neipu Rio paid tribute to the pioneers and leaders who safeguarded Naga identity and worked towards a brighter future. He said the people of Nagaland have showed courage, perseverance and foresight in overcoming challenges and enabling the state to achieve significant progress. Reiterating his appeal for an earlier resolution of the Naga political issue, the Chief Minister urged all Naga political groups, the Government of India and all stakeholders to respond to the people's desire for an honourable, acceptable and inclusive settlement without further delay. Highlighting key achievements, Mr. Rio announced that 31 multidisciplinary indoor stadiums and 28 futsal grounds have been sanctioned across districts. The Lok Sabha yesterday passed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Second Amendment Bill 2025. The bill seeks to amend the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Act 2017. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has introduced the bill in order to have Manipur's GST regulation to be in line with the centre's new GST slabs. The Second Amendment Bill also aimed to replace a subsequent ordinance promulgated in October of 2025. It seeks to implement further decisions of the GST Council, including a plan to consolidate existing GST rates into two main slabs of 5% and 18%. The Lok Sabha previously passed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025 in August this year to replace an earlier ordinance. The 56th GST Council, comprising the centre and states, had decided to rationalise GST rates on about 375 items by merging the 5, 12, 18 and 28% slabs into two slabs of 5 and 18%. As part of the Audit Week 2025 outreach programme, a pension and provident fund adalat was organised yesterday at the Office of the Principal Accountant General, Audit and Entitlement Meghalaya, marking a significant step towards resolving long pension and provident fund cases affecting numerous stakeholders across the state. The adalat served as a dedicated platform for drawing and disbursing officers, departmental representatives and district-level officials to collaboratively address systemic delays hindering the timely settlement of provident fund claims. L. Hansing, Principal Accountant General of Meghalaya, who inaugurated the adalat, emphasised the critical importance of the initiative. The 26th edition of the Hornbill Festival commenced with vibrant festivities at the Naga Heritage Village in Kisama yesterday. The 10-day festival officially opened with the sounding of the traditional gong by Chief Host Nagaland Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla and Host Chief Minister Neipu Rio. The event drew prominent dignitaries, including the Ambassador of France Thierry Mathieu, Ambassador of Ireland Kevin Kelly, Ambassador of Switzerland, Maya Tisafi, Austrian Trade Commissioner Hans-Jörg Ornagel, British Deputy High Commissioner Andrew Fleming, and Business Head Mia Bai Tanishk, Shyamala Ramanan as honoured guests. Addressing the inaugural event, Governor Bhalla highlighted Hornbill Festival as a powerful symbol of the state's rich cultural heritage and collective resilience. In Manipur, the high-level state-level and district-level committees was formed to strengthen the ongoing efforts for the rehabilitation and resettlement of internally displaced persons in the state. The decision to constitute the committees has been taken to ensure a coordinated, responsive and people-centered approach to restoring stability and supporting affected families. The state-level committee, chaired by the Chief Secretary, comprises the Commissioners of Finance, Home and Rural Development and Panchayati Raj, with the Special or Additional Secretary of Home serving as convener. The committee will provide strategic oversight and policy direction on the rehabilitation and resettlement efforts. In Manipur, the World AIDS Day 2025 was observed across the state. The state-level observation was held at the Auditorium Hall of Manipur State Film Development Society, MSFDS, in Imphal, and organised by the Manipur State AIDS Control Society. The observation was also held at different district headquarters of Manipur, in which experts delivered speeches on HIV/AIDS and its preventive measures. In the state-level observation, the Commissioner of Health and Family Welfare, Government of Manipur, Sumant Singh, highlighted the collected efforts to control HIV/AIDS in Manipur. He also spoke about the measures taken up by the government to create awareness on HIV/AIDS. The Director of Manipur Health Services Department, Project Directors of Manipur AIDS Control Society, representatives of NGOs and others attended the observation. Nagaland joined the global community yesterday in observing the World AIDS Day under the theme Overcoming Disruption, Transforming the AIDS Response. At a program held in the District Hospital Dimapur, Mission Director Health and Family Welfare, Dr. Kevidui Theo, highlighted that Nagaland continues to record the second highest adult HIV prevalence rate in India at 1.37%. He stressed the urgency to create a resilient and inclusive approach that protects vulnerable groups and strengthens public health systems to achieve the goal of ending AIDS by 2030. He urged stakeholders to combat stigma and emphasized upon compassion and protecting the rights and dignity of people living with HIV. World AIDS Day 2025 was observed across various parts of the state of Mizoram. In Aizawl, the main program was held at Vanapa Hall, organized by the Mizoram State AIDS Control Society, MSACS. This year's global theme is Overcoming Disruption, Transforming the AIDS Response. Assembly Speaker Pu Lal Biak Zama attended the event as the chief guest. In his address, he urged the people of Mizoram to remain committed in their efforts to prevent the spread of HIV. Lal Biak Zama noted that with rapid development comes the emergence of new health challenges, and HIV/AIDS remain among the most significant. MSACS Project Director Dr. Jane Ralde also spoke at the program. She highlighted that the first HIV case in Mizoram was detected in 1990, and since then, a total of 33,641 individuals have tested positive up to October of 2025. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha has urged for increased HIV/AIDS screening across Tripura to ensure early detection and better prevention. Speaking at the state-level AIDS Day event at MBB Ground, he said awareness must be strengthened in schools and colleges, with teachers discussing the issue regularly in class. The CM said HIV cannot be cured once contracted, but modern treatment can keep the viral load low, allowing patients to live normal lives. Tripura State AIDS Control Society has been recognized nationally for good performance in HIV control efforts. Dr. Saha informed that as of October 2025, Tripura has 6,417 HIV cases, including 1,222 women, 5,189 men, and 6 transgender persons. He added that 63% of the infected are youth, and the government is providing 2,000 monthly assistance to patients. The programme on the final day of the first Northeast India Organic Week and the fourth IFOAM World Organic Youth Summit was held yesterday in the presence of Chief Minister of Meghalaya, Conrad K. Sangma, in Shillong. The event marked the culmination of a four-day international gathering that brought together global buyers, organic experts, youth delegates, farmer groups and key stakeholders from across the region and abroad. In his address, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma underscored that advancing the organic mission requires unwavering and coordinated efforts from all stakeholders. He also emphasised the cultural depth of organic farming in Meghalaya. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.